It's 20 degrees with thunder showers. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. The Belleville Fire Department is congratulating four youths who saved a sleeping resident from a fire. On September 17th, the four were returning from a convenience store when they heard a smoke alarm. Adam Finkel, Ben Finkel, Ian Lindsay, and Bronson Cooper, tried to wake the resident with no luck. Belleville Fire Prevention Officer Glenn Ellis says the four took action.
They called 911 first and they forced the door. Went in and woke the guy up and put the fire out. They're heroes, man.
While no official award is available to the four, Ellis wants them recognized as hometown heroes. Provincial police have charged an 85-year-old Catholic priest with sex-related offenses in cases dating back to the 1970s. Reverend Linus Bastian is charged with two counts of indecent assault and two counts of gross indecency. The charges date back to 1978 during his time at St. Mary's Parish in Maidstone in the Windsor area. The alleged victims were both altar boys of the church. Bastian was arrested on Wednesday and is to appear in a Windsor court November 1st. A spokesperson for the Diocese of London says this is the first they've heard of the allegations and they're in the midst of preparing a statement. A leading Canadian labor lawyer says Air Canada could be accused of unfair labor practices after it filed a bad faith bargaining complaint against the union representing flight attendants. Lawyer Paul Cavalluzzo says filing the complaint seems to violate the Canada Labor Code.
Because in my view, its complaint raises internal union issues, which is not certainly not the business of the employer. And in fact, the Canada Labor Code prohibits the employer from interfering with the internal affairs of the union. And in my view, this is what the complaint does. So that, ironically, I think this complaint is a violation of the code.
Progressive Conservative leader Tim Hudak says Premier Dalton McGuinty needs to eat a piece of humble pie after last week's election. He says the Liberal leader lost the most seats since former Premier David Peterson was defeated by the New Democrats in 1990. Hudak says he hopes McGuinty will approach a minority parliament with more humility and reach out to the opposition parties on how they can move forward together. The Tory leader says he recognizes that while his party added 12 more seats in the October 6 election, they failed to break through in Toronto and surrounding suburbs. But he wouldn't acknowledge that his early comments about a proposed tax credit for so-called foreign workers may have damaged his party's chances of making gains in the Greater Toronto Area. The Tories won 37 seats in last week's election, while the Liberals were reduced to 53 seats, one seat shy of a majority government. That's 91X News at 2:03. Here's Sean Macy with sports.
New York Islanders goalie Rick DiPietro is out with a concussion again, and there's no timetable for his return. The Islanders announced Friday that DiPietro was struck in the mask on a shot by new teammate Brian Rolston during practice Wednesday. He underwent tests Thursday. DiPietro has been sidelined by multiple concussions during his career. He didn't play in any of New York's first three regular season games and has played a total of 39 games in the past three seasons. A quiet night in the NHL with just two games. After opening their season with two wins in Europe, the Buffalo Sabres staged their home opener, hosting the Carolina Hurricanes. Anaheim hosts San Jose in the other contest. The NL Championship Series is now a best of three heading into tonight's fifth game in St. Louis. Milwaukee tied it at two games apiece with a 4-2 win over the Cardinals last night. Zach Greinke gets the ball for Milwaukee, while St. Louis counters with Jaime Garcia. An off day in the AL Championship Series, the Texas Rangers return home leading the Detroit Tigers 3-2 heading into tomorrow night's contest. But the Tigers are coming off last night's 7-5 home victory. Not a good sign for the NBA. Commissioner David Stern says his gut tells him there won't be basketball on Christmas without a labor deal by Tuesday. That's when the two sides are to meet with a federal mediator. That's sports. Here's Sam Norman with 91X Weather.
Today, showers with a risk of severe thunderstorm, rain amount 10 to 15 millimeters. Wind southeast 20 kilometers an hour, becoming southwest 20 this afternoon. Temperatures steady near 18. Tonight, showers ending this evening, then cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a risk of severe thunderstorm early in the evening. Wind west 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50 and a low of 10. Saturday, periods of rain amount 5 to 10 millimeters. Wind west 50 kilometers an hour, gusting to 70 and a high of 13. Right now, there's a severe thunderstorm warning in effect. It's 20 degrees. I'm Sam Norman with Sean Macy. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.